The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning. Gosh, here it is, the 28th of May, 7:05 in the morning. The news brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community, all at Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's good morning. Gosh, good morning to Ashley.
Good morning.
So what's it look like for weather here rest of the week? Because, you see, we got Friday night. We didn't get one drop of rain, but we did have tornado clouds.
And hail.
Which is really strange because that doesn't happen around here.
No. Nope.
You know, our EAS was going off like crazy, or EBS, sending signals out to everybody. And then Saturday we got rained out in the game after four innings. Sunday, you know, played, got that in, even though we kind of thought it was raining. And then last night it was raining.
Yep, a little bit of drizzle. Should be clearing up today. If you have any outdoor activities, today's the day to do it as far as, like, yard work and all of that. We have a high of 84 today and a low of 63 overnight with it being partly cloudy, so it should be a fantastic sunset. Tomorrow will be sunny, high of 88. Thursday we're going to dip back into a slight chance of showers overnight. But then we're warming up for the weekends. We have a high of 92 on Saturday. So summer is on its way.
Summer's on its way, finally. You know, yeah. Spring.
I like the rain.
I know. Sometimes you kind of like to have rain on a regular basis, but it looks like right now, you know, it's like the Lake Shasta's filled up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm seeing photos of that. A lot of things happening, though, in the news. Memorial Day weekend. What did you do?
Me?
Yeah, what did you do?
Well, it was my great-grandfather's birthday, so I spent the first half of the weekend there, and then today is actually my dad's birthday, and so he and I went out to a movie yesterday.
Well, that's great. Which movie?
I wanted to see Wick, but he already saw it without me, which I'm a little upset about.
Wick?
John Wick 3, Parabellum.
He
saw without me, so I might go just after the show today, go find it and watch it. We actually ended up seeing Brightburn, which is like an evil Superman kid. It was very interesting.
An evil Superman kid.
Yeah.
Never even heard of it. Not that it's not famous
actually,
out there,
I hadn't either. But it was what he wanted to see. It's his birthday, so he got to choose.
Okay.
What did you do?
Well, I went to the baseball game Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And kind of worked around the homestead on Saturday and Sunday, trying to catch up. We had people who had guests.
Oh, nice.
Until Saturday. And then Sunday, just kind of like took that day and, you know, tried to catch up on some stuff. And then Monday was back at work.
Yay.
So, you know, talking about Memorial Day yesterday. Well, you were here with us.
Yes.
So. Okay. Hey, the weather is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business down in Anderson that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. The reason I asked you is because there's one place I'm really glad I wasn't in.
Hmm?
Chicago.
Yeah, well, that's always the case.
Over the weekend, 42 people shot, 7 dead. And this was, well, severe storms were going on, and people were, you know, kind of like staying inside, obviously not all the time. And 1,200 extra police on the streets. They called them all
out. Wow.
Because Memorial Day has always been a bad time for shootings in Chicago. Kind of starts off the shooting, you know, the shooting season, I guess. So they had extra cops. They had over 100 community events going on. They had religious leaders walking the neighborhoods. They had it all. They tried everything. They got a new mayor there, and it sounds like she was really emphasizing it. She says, you know, I was in the vicinity when some of the shootings went down. So she went over, you know, she'd go there, she'd see the community, there's supporter cops. I don't know what Rahm Emanuel did. Maybe he did the same thing. But this lady is a high profile out there. First black mayor they've had, woman mayor. And I think she's also gay. So a lot of firsts right there in Chicago. But they continued the carnage in Chicago. And Chicago does have one of the some of the strictest gun laws in the nation right there. But still, they're managing to kill people, mostly younger people. I think the oldest one I saw was 36,
wow,
which is still young. And teens were getting into shootings. Two guys were killed that were the instigators in shootings. And somehow the neighborhood, you know, fought back and killed them. But they're, you know, 20, 22, teenagers killing people on their steps and running away. It was just violence and a slaughter in there. Even with all the extra police, even with the severe weather they had, all of that, and all the events, all the people trying to walk the streets, some of these shootings were happening at, you know, like 5 o'clock in the morning. That was a large outbreak of violence, but that was related to one that happened at 1 o'clock in the morning.
That's how it goes.
You know, we talk about, you know, violence around here. Violence around here is a guy that is a felon. They're trying to arrest. He gets into a fight with the police. I mean, literally gets into a fight with the police, injures a policeman, not severely. Policeman returned to duty, and he injures a canine who's obviously there biting him as much as he could. So trying to restrain him. As canines will do, they restrain very, you know, very effectively at times. If we get violence like that, we do have some murders. We got 36 homicide suspects in jail right now, in our county jail, homicides. So it happens, but it's not at. I mean, one weekend in Chicago of the people shooting, they arrested the people, would fill up probably a whole floor of our jail.
Wow.
The people are engaged. I mean, think about it. You know, engaged in the shootings there.
Well, I know.
Because there's got to be, you know, dozens and dozens of them engaged. I'm not saying they maybe pulled the trigger, but they were in the cars. They were in all this. You know, they were aiding the shooters.
I know we had on our streets in California, CHP arrested like 740, I want to say, people in the first 30 hours of Memorial Day weekend for DUI.
Well, you know, like, what?
Maximum enforcement.
And that's good.
Yeah,
and I'll tell
absolutely.
You why that's good. Because we can have, you know, we talk about carnage in the streets of Chicago. Carnage on the roadways in California is also there. I don't know if they still show those traffic films to high schoolers. But, we, you know, Signal 53 or something like that. It was nothing but a half an hour is 5 minutes of instruction and 25 minutes of bloody car wrecks they would show you. Horrible car wrecks. Oh, gosh, you know, people laying there, blood everywhere. This is what happens if you drive while you're drinking. This is what if you drive and you're not paying attention or you're racing. Oh, the racing ones were really good. Kids plowing into each other. So we have our own carnage out here on the roadway. So when, you know, if it's Memorial Day weekend or any 3-day weekend, the Highway Patrol, they double their units out there. There's overtime.
Hey, we were
in
maximum enforcement period over the weekend.
Sure. Of course they are. The other one is probably St. Patty's Day. They're mm-hmm. probably parked in various spots waiting for people to come out.
Thanksgiving week and weekend, I know they're in maximum enforcement. New Year's Day, obviously, is maximum enforcement. Labor Day, maximum enforcement periods.
People are trying to 3-day weekends, trying to get back.
Mm-hmm.
4th of July, I think, would probably be a big one.
Yeah.
Okay, I have some other things, too, that I want to talk about when we get back. But the next one, when we come back from this break, is something we have to think about in the future as land becomes more and more expensive, and of course so much is being dumped into the environment, into our groundwater and all this. This is we've come up with a alternative way of taking care of our people. Here, as they reach the end of their time here on Earth. But we'll be talking about that as soon as we get back. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Alliance Heating and Air. Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 25 years, a better-known business. ones that handle the, you know, the ones that handle the service to our house. And they got a bunch of, you know, they have just amusing commercials on right
yes.
now, running
yeah,
several
I'm,
of those
I'm
that are just funny.
By them.
And they're funny. But the big thing is that they get
we
your attention.
Have one coming up.
And yeah, well, but the big thing about it is they can work any type of heating or cooling system, one. And two, they guarantee their work. And three, reasonably priced. I can't say enough about Alliance Heating and Air. Give them a call at 221-2642. Or learn more at their website, homecomfort.org. It's really a good website, too. It tells you everything they can do and all the things they can do to help you. Do you want continuous hot water at your house? Call Alliance Heating and Air. They can show you how to do that. We'll be right back after these messages. 7:15 in the morning, and it is probably about 55 degrees. We'll be right back.
How to be a man. Don't take any lip. Raised up on a good book. Learned about the land. They grew what they ate. They didn't get it from Uncle Sam. It's time to take a stand. It's time to draw the line. You better bring yours when you come to take mine. So go and round up.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Addison's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AddisonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons Senior Living. I want to share some thoughts from local 53-year teaching icon Phyllis Hutchinson about her experience living here at River Commons.
Absolutely fell in love with everything about the facilities here. The kitchen crew is awesome. The meals are wonderful. I find it interesting as I look around the dining room how every table seems pleasantly happy. I mean, they're not just sitting there eating. There's conversation.
I mean, everybody here, everyone that works here has treated me like I am special. I mean, it's just amazing.
Call today for a tour or lunch in a tour and see for yourself why our residents, just like Phyllis, love living here. River Commons Senior Living, 301 Hartnell, or check us out on the web, river-commons.com.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us.
Everybody calls us. Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
Hello, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Who's calling, please?
Austin Towns. Danger's my middle name.
Here at Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, there's not any danger in having an Energy Star high-efficiency heating and cooling system installed by our trained technicians.
Oh, behave. Yeah, baby!
Oh, we'll behave. In fact, I can have someone come out today and give you a free estimate.
I think you're shagadelic, baby. You're switched on. You're smashing.
And an Energy Star heating and cooling system can help save on your energy costs, too.
Hey, smashing. Yay, capitalism.
You can start saving today. Just call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning at 221-2642 in Redding or 378-2642 in Anderson and Cottonwood.
Everybody calls us.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
And now, back to our show.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1468 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms, if you're looking for a firearms dealer that knows what they're talking about, it's great customer service, great gunsmithing, classes on concealed carry, hunter safety, and somebody that has in a husband-wife team that have grown a business over the last 9 years. So this is Bastiani Arms. And veterans, you get a discount at Bastiani Arms. Located at 2539 Larkspur, open Tuesday through Saturday. Bastiani Arms. Okay. Governor Jay Inslee signed legislation Tuesday making Washington the first state to approve composting as an alternative to burying or creating human remains. No, that's not throwing your loved ones in the backyard and covering them with coffee grounds and food and straw. It all allows licensed facilities to offer natural organic reduction, which turns a body mixed with substances such as wood chips and straw into about 2 wheelbarrows worth of soil in a span of several weeks.
Do you want haunted forests? Because this is how you get haunted forests.
Loved ones are allowed to keep the soil to spread, just as they might spread the ashes of someone who's been cremated, or even use it to plant vegetables or trees. They say it's an environmentally friendly alternative to cremation, which releases carbon dioxide, or regular convention of burial, which takes up property and land. There's a serious weight on the earth and environment as your final farewell. And it was a woman who was named Katrina Spade, was an architecture graduate student at the University of Massachusetts. She began research in the funeral industry, and she came up with the idea for composting. Modeling it on a practice farmers have long used to dispose of livestock. Okay, you feeling better yet? She found that wood chips, alfalfa, and straw created a mixture of nitrogen and carbon that accelerates natural decomposition when a body is placed in a temperature and moisture controlled vessel and rotated. Are you picturing this now?
Now, the rotisserie grandma?
They did a study on 6 bodies, all donors. And what they did was they have found that, you know, they set them in almost like a beehive, you know, it looks like a beehive. So you can visit your loved ones while they're composting. And they're put into a atrium like space where bodies are composted in compartments stacked in a honeycomb design, and families be able to visit. And they were using this so that as it turns, it shows a picture of it. It looks kind of like an oxygen chamber, a tube that is open so you can see inside it. And it's, a spot where you can see inside it. And with this, as it's turned and it's kept, it just naturally composts. She's starting a $7 million, she's building a $7 million project to start bringing in bodies like this. People are going to do this.
Yeah.
I could see this catching on in California right away.
Mm-hmm. I'm just thinking, if I died on my way home today and my sister chose to do this for me, what would that mean about her opinion about me?
Well, maybe it's because she wants to keep you around. And so what she does is she takes your remains, the two wheelbarrows or a wheelbarrow and a half or whatever it is, and then she plants a tree and uses that. So as that tree grows, every day she looks at that tree, she thinks of you, that you helped this
tree. I really hope she tells her kids that it's haunted. It's haunted by Auntie Ashley.
No, never happened. Nope. She'll just, you know what? Frankly, it doesn't make any difference to you anyway. So, but no. She's composted you and put you out there. Now, if you want to hear something that's really the original composting was on the island of Ischia, right off the coast of Naples, Italy. There is a convent there where the nuns were, and it's been there for 1,000 years. And when a nun died, they would set them on a chair that had, like an opening in the bottom of it. And they would decompose in this room. You know, the room was quite open and there was windows and everything in there. And when they would compose, the novices would come in there and take care of the remains, scraping flesh and all this, while the dead decomposed, sitting up and just kind of decomposed au naturel right there. Something to think about. I know. No, I've seen it. They take tours through this beautiful. I mean, now it's no longer a convent. Now it's just a historical spot there. But they have. Oh no, they talked about that. And you sit there and you look at the, or you stand there and you look at these seats. You don't want to sit down, even though you could, I guess, if you wanted to. No, not going to do that. Right now, hey, do you remember this guy? I think that was kind of interesting. I think this is something you're going to see in California. You're going to see down in L.A., and you're going to see it as, a natural way of taking care of your loved ones so then that you can do things. You can either spread the soil along areas that they, they loved, or they can, whatever they want with them. You remember this guy, Avente? What's his name? Michael Avente. Avenente, the guy that was the lawyer for Stormy Daniels. And he was on, CNN's Brian Stelter once proclaimed that Michael Avente was a serious presidential candidate. Now, this is the guy that was the lawyer for Stormy Daniels, the porn queen that that was suing Trump and it got thrown out of court. And there's ex-CNN editor, Soledad O'Brien. You've probably heard of her. She's been in the news, gosh, for years and years. She said Michael Avente was on cable news regularly because he was free and taken seriously because he is a white guy. He was on TV a lot. He was on CNN 71 times in 2 weeks. Can you believe this? 74 times, I'm sorry, over a 10-week period. He made 254 television appearances in 1 year, including 121 CNN appearances, and was often billed as a hero of the anti-Trump movement. He even floated a potential presidential run. And because he was on these news shows a lot, this guy, Stelter, said, you know what, I'm taking you seriously because of your presence on cable news. Well, he was charged by federal prosecutors, Avente was, New York Wednesday with defrauding adult film star Stormy Daniels, one count of wire fraud, one count of aggravated identity theft, and is looking up to 22 years in prison. He also has been accused of like four or five different crimes, all like this, raiding the people's accounts that he was supposed to be taking care of. 221 times in 10 weeks because he was against Trump. Think about this. And this is a sleazebag. This guy's a sleazebag. But because he was on it, they thought that, he's got to be taken seriously as a presidential candidate. This is CNN. This is why CNN is tanked.
CNN doesn't want Trump to be taken seriously as a presidential candidate for the next election cycle.
She, this whole thing with CNN, whose ratings had keep dropping and dropping and dropping. I think they said there was a barbecue show that was had higher ratings than CNN News.
I'd sooner watch the barbecue show.
Hey, we're going to take a break. Hey, when we come back, we're going to be calling Nelson, and we're going to be talking about a symposium that's coming that's here to help our seniors and more when we get back from these messages. But this portion of the show is brought to you by Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. 1250 Hartnell Avenue. Now, Clyde, if you don't know Clyde, he's been a fixture in Reading for over 47 years in the business, specializing in home electronics. And, yeah, you can still find some classic car parts there, but he's kind of phasing out of that and going, staying strictly with the home electronics, TV sets like Sony, Samsung, LG, and, of course, Klipsch speakers, all types of different things down there at Clyde's Enterprises. 1250 Hartnell Avenue, or just give them a call, 221-4144. Clyde's Enterprises, the original and still the best. We'll be right back after these messages, 7:30 in the morning, 55 degrees out there. It's going to be a beautiful day today. This morning, Drive Time is brought to you by Eagle Eye Painting, our painter of choice. For more information, go to danscottpainting.com.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Gather your friends to spend a hilarious night with funny man Rob Schneider at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center on Thursday, May 30th.
People in their 40s are always putting on their sweatpants with no intention at all of working out. You want to go out, honey? Yeah, let me put on my sweatpants. I'll be able to go out.
A household name and bona fide comedy star, Rob Schneider is well known for his trademark blend of character and comedic acting and has become one of the most popular touring acts in comedy. Schneider created and currently stars in the Netflix sitcom Real Rob and has also starred in hit movies like Deuce Bigelow and The Hot Chick. And you can catch him in the Netflix series of SNL. You will not want to miss this hysterical night of stand-up live at the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center Thursday, May 30th. Tickets for this night of laughter start at just $25. For tickets or to reserve your stay at our hotel, call 1-800-280-UWIN. Must be 21 to attend this show. For more information, download the Wind River app.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Look at Brian Dolly's record in Sacramento. Dolly voted for amnesty for 11 million illegal aliens, granting them all the rights of citizenship, even though they break our laws. And Dolly voted against President Trump's border security plan. Brian Dolly even praises the liberal assembly speaker from Los Angeles, the leading advocate for sanctuary laws. Living in Sacramento has changed Brian Dolly. Now he's part of the problem.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now, will he still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR. 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. You know what? How appropriate is that? Will you still love me when I'm 94? You know, that's great. You know, because we're going to be talking with Galen Nelson here in a moment about how it takes a community keeping our elders safe symposium. That was cool, the Beatles song. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Community-oriented professionals, neighbors, all there to make sure that they provide the highest level of personal service. They're getting ready to open up that new branch. Well, they're moving their headquarters branch that was on East Cypress down to 192 Hartnell Avenue. So they should be opening any time now. We've got to check with them and see how close they are to moving. You can also visit them online at bankcornerstone.com, and they want you to experience how they move local dreams forward at Cornerstone Community Bank. You know, we have so many different organizations in our community that's out there helping people, and this is one of the premier organizations, is Shining Care. Good morning, Colleen Nelson.
Good morning. Thank you.
Right. It takes a community, Keeping Our Elders Safe Symposium, June 5th.
Yes.
And it's free, and it includes a lunch.
It does include lunch.
Wow.
It's an all-day symposium that, you know, we raised through a lot of wonderful sponsors. We were able to raise enough to cover the cost of this and offer it free to our community, and super low cost to our professionals.
Well, you know, it's sponsored by Passages, Caregiver Resource Center. Also, PSA 2, is that right?
Area on Aging.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Phasing and Service Area 2 on Aging, and Reading Rancheria.
Yes.
So here's Reading Rancheria out there again supporting our community.
They're amazing.
Aren't they?
They are.
I know. You know, there's the people sometimes forget that we have organizations that, and, you know, Reading Rancheria, nobody would have known this if I hadn't just read that right then, and that's the way they are, that they're not out there beating their drum all the time.
Yeah.
Okay, tell us all about this.
Okay, so it is an amazing symposium. We have all day event from 8 to 4, June 5th, and we are bringing a keynote speaker. His name is Paul Greenwood. He has spent 40 years as an attorney, but the last 20 years or so, he's been working on elder abuse cases, and he's very successful taking those civil cases and prosecuting it.
Now, he's a DA, though.
He was a retired deputy. Yes, in San Diego.
In San Diego. So this guy's been doing this a long time. He's got, yes. I know that he's interested because, you know, his parents, I think one's 91, his mom, and 92 is his dad. So, you know, he's watched this. So he takes this thing kind of personally.
Yes, he does.
And he takes people to court over this. So he's going to be your keynote speaker.
Then. He is, and he is.
That's a good catch.
So engaging. I mean, he's great because for our professional track, the symposium has two tracks. We have a community track and a professional track. So with our professionals, we really want them to be able to have that time with him to talk about the cases and, you know, what they need to be looking for and going after to make these more criminal cases than civil.
I imagine the DA will probably have a few people there.
Yes, they will.
And because some of the things that you're going to be talking about is combating elder abuse.
Yes.
And help at-risk elders stay safe. When we say that, at-risk elders, what are we talking about?
Oh, being at risk, I mean, it could be anywhere, mental, physical, financially. I mean, there's a lot of different things that put our elders at risk.
Mm-hmm.
And through our Gatekeeper program with Shining Care, we go out and train businesses to recognize those. But, you know, it could be someone as simple going into the bank and they sit there with their teller and tell them they want to take out a large amount of money, and they're asking them what for, and they're not even sure, but maybe there's someone with them standing behind them.
Uh-huh.
I mean, there's a lot.
That's an indicator. Yeah.
Yes. There's so many things that put our elders at risk. And everyone, we all know how busy our lives are, and we don't always get around to seeing our parents and our grandparents as much as we should and checking in. And some just don't have anyone to act on their behalf. And so they are prime targets.
Well, I'm kind of involved in that one right now. and one like that with some people that we know, elderly gentleman and his wife. And the kids all live in, well, not that far away, but down in the L.A. area. So it's easy to see where something like this could happen if somebody, you know, that came in could end up taking them for some money. Not that they have a lot, but that, and when I go over to her house, I always look around the house to see what it looks like. And I tell you, it's immaculate. It's immaculate. And, she, you know, and I'm like, gee, I mean, you know, my room I have in my own den. I have my own room. It's, you know, I wish it would look, you know, half as good as her house does. It's just half as good. And, I know, because I look for cobwebs and things like that, you know, because, sure. you know, her vision is failing. But she, every, you know, every day or once a week she goes by, she takes her little, cobweb sweeper and goes around all the corners up as high as she reaches, and you don't see anything. You just don't see anything. So, but I could see where she could be a target. A guy comes in and says he wants to take care of her yard. Well, I want to know who he is. And it turns out this guy's a great guy. Does all the work around her house out there in the yard and everything for like $20. So, yeah.
It is easy, though.
It is.
They get lonely or, you know, someone comes in and inserts them into their lives and becomes their best friend. And the next thing you know, they've moved on in. And they have access to it quite a bit.
Well, that's the other thing, too. And family, you know, parts of your family, just because you're a family member doesn't mean you're a good person either.
No.
And I'm not talking about this case, but I know of another case where a nephew moved in with an elderly gentleman. And all types of strange things happened until the son went down there and threw him out and got his father, you know, taken care of that way.
With our gatekeeper case, we hear quite a bit. We had a daughter who basically convinced dad to turn over his house, gift it so he could become, you know, get on Medi-Cal and get services he and his wife needed. And the wife passed, and he got sick and ended up in a rehab, and it was time to come home. She said, nope, you gifted me the house. The house is mine. There's a lot out there. Family is not above.
No.
It's sad. They're the ones, you know, there's quite a few cases that the family are involved.
You're going to be, one of some of the things you're going to be talking about, emergency, and this is interesting, emergency and disaster preparedness.
Yes. After last summer, it was pretty sad to see that there was a lot of older adults that perished. And, you know, we think we're planning and we're ready for anything, but what families need to remember is that, you know, you may have a plan to get to mom and dad and where they're going to go and what you're going to do, but by the time you get to that scene, it already may be closed, or the fire or whatever disaster may be have already gone through. So
I think those 88 people that were killed, the vast majority of them were elderly.
Yes. So we got a small, Shining Care got a small grant from Redding Rancheria, and it is to educate the community as well as helping those that are in the car fire area and those just affected with it, is helping them plan disaster planning, have a go kit, have natural support, and using those around them that are actually in the area, like their neighbors, set that up so they can help them evacuate when needed. Mm-hmm. And so Shining Care will sit down with them and get that all planned, put a go-get together for them, and work with the family to make sure that they are out in time.
Well, that makes sense because, you know, when a fire hits like that, the other thing, too, is that if when you have a fire that runs that fast, there's just not really anything you can do about it. But if there's things that you can do so that you can get to people, you know, if your parents can get to a certain spot that you can get, you know, help them get out of there. But in some cases, it just wasn't possible. But it is possible around here because a lot of parents live in town here with their, you know, not with their kids, but in the general vicinity of their kids. Mm-hmm. So having a plan for an emergency is just makes sense. You know, let's meet on this side of the river. Well, let's meet at Rayleigh Shopping Center, something like that.
Exactly. You know, for those that don't have family, you know, they may end up going either to a shelter. And with our disaster planning, there's the care planning in there, knowing that, you know, if they are going to be end up going to a shelter, that, you know, that when they arrive at the shelter, they know that the person is unable to feed themselves, or they're going to need assistance bathing or, you know, toileting. But it's the whole care plan that's put in place that would be able to help them fully.
Okay. Hey, we're going to take a quick break here. because when we come back, I want to talk about the public and nonprofit resources for people, but also the financial cost of long-term care system. And I don't think people understand just how expensive this can be and what you can do to plan for this or what resources are available for you out there. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. The only full-service jewelry store in Reading that's open 9:30 to 4, Monday through Friday. They can do, we say full-service, watch repairs in there. They can design that piece of jewelry you've always wanted. They can then build it. They can use gems from all over the world because they have contacts all over the world for bringing in gems from different or different countries, different places. Four Winds Jewelry. It's a great place to it's a great place that Linda hangs out if I'm gone for a day shooting. Linda is over there spending at least 15 to 20 minutes with Rebecca and Henry going, what do you have over there? State Jewelry, they got it all. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back with Colleen Nelson from Shining Care, and it's about they're having a Keeping Our Elders Safe symposium June 5th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's limited seating, so it's free. It's free, but you have to register. And you're talking about they're bringing in experts from San Diego who has prosecuted 20 years of prosecuting felony elder abuse cases, but you can learn so much more on helping at-risk elders stay safe, emergency disaster preparedness, resources and options for elders wellness. We'll be right back.
Old friends, winter companions, the old men, lost in their overcoats, waiting for the sun, the sounds of the city sifting through trees settles like dust on the shoulders of the old friend.
Let's see, coffee, got it. Radio dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right, join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now. A lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. What is that?
This is from the main theme from the movie Up, about a retired guy who goes on an adventure.
Oh, okay. Well, I like that. What's that? What's retirement like? I haven't figured that one out yet. Hey, speaking of helping people, home helpers here with Sharon Clark. She began her business over 15 years ago. Whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, she can help you. And you need to talk to Sharon if you need something, like, say, it is a surgery that's going to keep you down for, or a loved one down for a couple of weeks or a few weeks or a month or so. Give her a call. She'll come out there and she'll take a look at your situation and she'll come up with a plan that works for you. Not for her, but for you. Home Helpers. Give her a call at 226-8350 or learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. Remember, there's no place like home. And that's just what we were talking about during the break. On different aspects of how to keep your loved ones in their homes and safe, like that, because it takes a community. This is Shining Care is putting on a symposium June 5th from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. out to Wind River Resort and Casino Event Room. It's free and includes lunch, but you have to register because there's only so many seats there for this. Resource exhibits, expert speakers, panel of experts, question and answer. Keynote speaker will be a gent by the name of Paul Greenwood, who has spent 20 years of his life prosecuting felony elder abuse cases in California and winning. There's so many things you can learn there, but one of the things is financial cost of long-term care system, because everything you see is that people are living longer and they're outliving their resources.
Yes, they are.
So
it's tough. That's why we want to have, you know, the speakers there to show them what resources they actually have that maybe they haven't tapped into, or maybe they've heard that it's, you know, it's not a good idea. Like, you look at reverse mortgages, you and I were chatting mm-hmm. about. A lot of folks don't think it's a good idea, but it is a resource for our older adults to be able to stay home independently and safely, a good quality of life. And, you know, it can be used for quite a few things.
Well, you know what, because I've read a lot about it, but just talking to you, you know, that's negative. But talking to you during the break, I believe we're going to have, we're going to try and get in touch with one of the people that can talk about this objectively and give us the pros and cons of this. We're going to have him on here in as soon as I can get him on the show. Because, Tom Selleck comes on and talks about reverse mortgages. Well, who doesn't trust Tom Selleck? Come on. Tom Selleck sits there. You look at his mustache. And that's, and he says reverse mortgages. Then you hear other people screaming just the opposite of what can happen. So I'm looking forward to having somebody on that can talk about both sides of it. Because you're right, if this is something that can help out an elderly person, help keep them in their home and keep them safe in their home and give them some spending money. And I'm not talking about let's take a world tour here, I guess they could. But it helps their life become easier, then it's something we need to talk about on the air and discuss both sides of it.
Definitely. And who I have in mind for you is actually speaking at our symposium.
Okay.
So he'll be there and he'll have his
Rich booth. Bunnell?
Yep. Rich Bunnell will be there and he'll be our speaker on reverse mortgage. So maybe it'll help people to better understand
the mortgage. You're also going to have legal matters and preparations.
Oh, definitely.
You know what? If you do not have a living trust, You know what? Having gone through this with this two friends that are that we're helping right now, it just woke me up. And when I turned around, I started asking other people, "Do you have a living trust? Do you have this?" And you know, everybody goes, "Oh no, I mean, I'm planning on getting one." Okay. Well, it sure woke us up. You know, I've got a will, but it's probably outdated at this point. It's a few years old. So a living trust seems to be the next way to go on this. And it doesn't need to cost you thousands and thousands of dollars.
No, it doesn't. We have some attorneys that will be there. We'll have legal services in Northern California. Shahada will be there. She'll be speaking on about trusts and your durable power attorney. Because you don't want to hear the word probate.
You never want to hear the word probate. No. Doug Wright used to be on the show on a regular basis, and Doug would say probate. It's just a terrible word. It's a horrible word that if you go into probate immediately, it costs you money.
It does. It does. And we'll have someone
that. Even if you own your own house.
Yes.
it costs you money.
It does. So we'll have someone there who actually, it's not a business. I mean, she works it, but she's just there for a reference for us that day.
Uh-huh.
Kind of give us some good horror stories to, you know, push you to go get your legal matters in order.
And you know what? And everybody thinks that, oh, yeah, I'm okay. Yeah, I've got this. But no, you don't. And, you know, like, where is everything supposed to go to? And and if you don't have that pretty clear, it could cause some really can cause heartache in the family. Because, and if there's any money involved, you know, families that were close sometimes weren't as close after this was over.
Yeah.
When they go through, if you haven't made it really clear about how it's supposed to work, where it's supposed to go, and all this. So, yeah, that's important, too. And all that's going to be covered, too. All of this is free. Again,
yes.
All of this is free at this symposium on June 5th.
It's an amazing symposium. I encourage anybody, if you have any questions you have for yourself or your older adult loved ones, we just really want you to come on down. All these sponsors that we mentioned earlier today, this was their idea. They really wanted to push to raised enough funds so we could open this up to anybody who needed to come and talk to people.
How do people register?
They can go online or they can call me at the office. Online is just shiningcare.org and click on our upcoming events and it takes you right there. Or if you're not so savvy on the internet, you can call me at the office at 232-5543.
Just let me say that after helping this couple, elderly couple, with their events, and here's something else, my friends. What happens if something causes your loved one to go into an assisted care home or where, you know, it could be anything. Are you prepared for that, for the cost of that? Do you have the money to pay for that? And, you know, because they're not inexpensive. Some take long-term health care insurance, but I can tell you from experience, the waiting time on those is months, if not years. And if you're thinking about the veterans home, if it's in the assisted care, it's something like 6 years. Just getting into the regular, not the, you know, the senior side could be 2 to 3 years in that. So there's something you need to think about is how do we prepare for something like this? Is it too late? And what kind of questions you have?
Yeah, and we want to do that before, you know, dementia catches up with us. I mean, once you know, a family member has dementia, it's...
I can tell you right now. Once the person has been diagnosed with dementia, your whole life changes. Everything is, if you don't have that living trust, everything becomes a court battle. Not a court battle, but you go to court. We've gone to court 3 times for conservatorship. 3 times. And I'm, you know, it's not the courts. It's something that's changed or something that wasn't done, you know, this way for this judge that was done the last time. For this judge, it was okay, but not for the new judge. Not that the judges are being tough. They're there to help you get things done. The question, though, is are you ready for something like this? So in dementia, because at that point, a person with dementia can no longer make any decisions on anything.
Yeah.
The banks won't give you money. Because they can be held responsible for the family. Even if they know the wife, if she's not on all of his legal documents, sorry.
Exactly. It gets way too messy. So
it is messy.
This is a great place for people to start.
Okay. One more time. Keeping our Elder Safe Symposium, June 5th, You can register by calling Colleen at 232-5543 or go to shiningcare.org, upcoming events. It's got so many great things there for people that are young. You know, this is, could be for kids learning about how to protect their parents, too.
Definitely.
Okay. Hey, Colleen, thanks so much. And thanks for what you all do with Shining Care. I mean, you know, you're helping people so much in our community. And you're looking out after those that sometimes can't look out after themselves. They've lived strong, hardy lives, but now things have, you know, things have changed for them.
Well, like the symposium says, it takes a community. Yeah. So we all need to be there.
Thanks. Okay, here we're going to take a quick break and be back right back after these messages.
Fine older cakes from the brim to the dregs.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. An abortion-related ruling by the nation's highest court. That story in a moment, but first, the Supreme Court will not consider a challenge to a Pennsylvania school district policy allowing transgender students to use whatever bathrooms they wish.
The justices have rejected an appeal from students in the Boyertown School District who argued that allowing transgender students to use the same facilities violated their right to privacy. It's a big win for LGBT activists and leaves questions about where the High Court will come down on transgender issues, which are sparking a growing number of lawsuits in schools and prison systems.
That's correspondent Ken Lormond. Also this morning, the Supreme Court upholding an Indiana law requiring abortion providers to dispose of aborted infants in the same way as other human remains. Alliance Defending Freedom attorney Kevin Terrio says justices made the right decision.
That was a very good positive sign from the court, that they are willing to not just rule over to what Planned Parenthood's view of the law is.
The High Court ruling 7-2 and allowing Indiana to enforce the cremation measure that had been blocked by a federal appeals court. Dayton, Ohio's fire chief says no stone will be left unturned. Search and rescue teams go through buildings in the aftermath of at least one powerful tornado that ripped through the city overnight.
With a goal of a 90% confidence of having all structures searched and rendered safe and having the occupants evacuated.
Fire Chief Jeffrey Payne saying the teams have already had to pull some people from the rubble, but there have been no serious injuries. Some communities in Indiana also suffered heavy damage. Millions of Midwesterners without power in the wake of the fierce storms. Wall Street, the Dow is up 42 points. The S&P better by 3. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under $1 a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Major water use restrictions being imposed in Australia's largest city, Sydney. A severe drought persists with no end in sight.
From Saturday, households will face restrictions that will target the use of water outdoors. Garden sprinklers will be banned and tougher measures could follow. The New South Wales state government says that early and decisive action will help to conserve supplies as the drought worsens. Critics, though, insist that Sydney's plight is in part the result of a failure to take water recycling seriously.
The BBC's Phil Mercer. European Union leaders converging on Brussels to haggle over who should lead the 28-nation bloc's key institutions for the coming 5 years after weekend elections shook up Europe's political landscape. Presidents and prime ministers meeting over dinner to choose who should take over as head of the EU's powerful executive branch. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A noted presidential biographer has died.
Edmund Morris's work earned both praise and pan.
report, critics said, blurred the line between scholarly history and interpretive license. His first book, The Rise of Theodore Roosevelt, won the Pulitzer Prize in 1980 and led to an invitation to become President Ronald Reagan's official biographer. Dutch, A Memoir of Ronald Reagan, was published in 1999 after a multi-million dollar advance. It garnered harsh criticism because Morris inserted himself in the Reagan story, which he said resolved his writer's block and some considered inventive, but which most denounced as an abuse of historiography and a distortion of the 40th president. Morris died Friday in Danbury, Connecticut, a day after suffering a stroke. George Bonzani reporting.
The French finance minister says that planned merger between Renault and Fiat Chrysler will only happen if French jobs are protected. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. Bringing us the news every hour, 24 hours a day. And today is, of course, the 28th of May. We've lost May. Tuesday, 2019, and what's the weather look like this week? It looks like we could possibly have a whole week without rain, but then again, maybe not.
Well, there's a 30% chance of showers on Thursday night. Other than that, we are looking at mostly sunny throughout the week, partly cloudy tonight. Today is going to be your best bet throughout the week to get some yard work done. We have a high of 84 today. I know I intend to finish reading the Lee Child novel that I picked up and go out in the hammock and do it outside. It'll be fantastic.
That's the newest one?
Yeah, past tense. Should be good.
Oh, okay, I'll buy it from you. Use the course when you're finished.
So we're looking at high of 84.
Those are the Jack Reacher, by the way. If you don't know, a lot of people don't know. They know Jack Reacher, but they don't know who the author is. He's got the newest one, huh?
Yeah. Past tense.
Hey, hey, the...
What's the name? The name of this book?
Oh, past tense.
Yes.
Okay. Hey, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, California. A better-known business, Chuck and Judy Kinney, started this business a couple of decades ago, and it has grown a lot. And one of the things, ways it's grown is he started a portion of it rehabbing propane tanks, and he hires veterans. He hires veterans, and he won an award from the state of California for small businesses for hiring veterans and the way he's done that, how he has provided an atmosphere for these veterans to grow, to have a very livable wage for them and their families in rehabbing all these propane tanks. Otherwise, they'd just be cut up and used for scrap. All of this at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. If it's the last Tuesday of the month, it's got to be Mark's story, no matter who else walks through, you know, the doors with me. But good morning.
Good morning.
CEO of Haven Humane. It's been a while since you've been here.
It's been a month.
Were you here last month?
I was. Thanks for remembering.
Maybe it was the last the month.
Dr. Haddon accompanied me last month, so she was on as well.
Oh, that's right. I remember her.
Yeah. I don't blame you.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm great.
Okay, a lot of stuff going on here.
Yeah, we've had a lot of stuff going on at Haven. We had our Pet Fest. May 7th, I think was the date on that. That was a lot of fun. So, I want to thank everybody that came out for that. We're definitely going to have one again next year. It was a lot of fun. We had Splash Dogs and Wes Mutzer Family Dog Show and a bunch of fun music and food and everything. It was a great time. So, anybody who came out, thank you for coming out for that. But we have a bunch of stuff coming up. Start out with some super exciting stuff with our dog licensing clinic. So our dog licensing clinic will be at Reading City Hall. That'll be on June 4th from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. So dog licenses are available for residents of City of Reading, City of Anderson, or Shasta County. Rabies vaccinations are available at the clinic for $8. If your dog's rabies vaccination is current, please bring the rabies certificate. For license fees, please see the dog license page on our website.
How much are they?
Program and services. For license fees, please see the dog license page. They're It depends. It depends
would
on.
Would you say 50% of the people in Reading that have a pet that stays in the house or in their yard has a license?
Well, it's a state law, so everybody should have a license, yes. Would
are
I say
by,
that they all
they by,
do? No.
Are they by size?
It's no. It's by there's a discount if they're spayed and neutered. Mm-hmm. And there's also
it seems like it should be a large. It should be more if you've got a really large dog, if you,
no.
as opposed to a really small
no.
dog. Like a Yorkie should only be like $3, and a Bull Mastiff should be like 15.
That's not the way it works. Yeah.
Okay.
We don't set the licensing fees. That's actually set by the city and the county, the cities and the counties. And then we also will have microchips available for both dogs and cats, $20 each. There, and please make sure you bring cats in carriers. So.
For $25, we'll chip your kids.
No, we won't.
No?
We won't
okay.
do that. There's also a licensing clinic coming up June 25th at Burney from 10 to noon, and that will be held at the Burney substation at 20509 Shasta Street in Burney. The Burney clinic will be a full vaccine clinic, so come get your pets with their booster shots. You can get booster shots and everything at the Burney clinic. That'll be a full vaccine clinic. And we also have vaccine clinics, full vaccine clinics, every first and third Wednesday of the month at our clinic at Haven Humane Society on 7449 East Side Road. So the clinic allows pet owners to get their pets vaccinated without paying an office visit fee. Our vaccine packages are published also on our website under the Spay Neuter Clinic tab as well as a full price list.
Okay. Let's take a breath here. So what you been doing? What's going on at Haven Humane? I'm not talking about all these things, but I know how's the. I know it's your. You've had a number of volunteer, and we're going to talk about volunteers mm-hmm. are needed because you've got some things happening out there as you have before. And for people that are new to the community or new to the show and they haven't heard this, is that Haven Humane has become a no-kill shelter for dogs, and it has been that way for a couple years now.
Yeah, going on 3 years, we've been over 90% live release rate on dogs, and we're working very hard to get there on cats. One of our big pushes for that was the kitten nursery, which opened last year for a limited amount of time due to the car fire. But this year it opened fully in early April, and so we're full of kittens already, which is great. That's what it's there for. And we have staff working around the clock, and so we're always looking for more volunteers to help out in that area. They can volunteer. We're looking for volunteers everywhere. We love our volunteers. They're the backbone of our organization.
But for the kitties, too, you have foster homes.
We do. We have foster homes.
People can take the kittens home for a few weeks.
Yeah, so the more foster homes that we find, the more room we have in our kitten nursery and the more kittens we're able to save. So foster homes for the kittens will range anywhere from a couple 3 weeks to a couple months, depending on when you get the kitten. And then once they're old enough to get spayed and neutered and put up for adoption, then they can come back. And we put them up for adoption.
So what kind of do you provide the food for them and all this kind of stuff?
Yeah, we provide all the stuff. So it's
little kitty litter boxes.
Mm-hmm, we provide everything for them.
Okay. So you can bring these in, and what you're doing is you're giving them, you're getting them up to strength and making sure they're okay. You're also socializing them, of course.
Correct, which is really important.
Which is important.
Mm-hmm.
And then giving them back to Haven Humane so then they can find a home for them and when they're big enough.
Yeah, so the kittens will be over 4 weeks old and eating on their own. They need a home for 1 to 2 months until they make weight in order to spay and neuter them.
Okay, what are the requirements for that?
Basically, just get a hold of us, 241-1653, and say that you're interested in fostering, and you'll talk to our foster coordinator. And she'll talk to you about what fostering entails.
Do you have to be there all the time?
No, you don't have to be there all the time. They go over all that. The best place to keep them, do you have other animals? We want to keep them separate from other animals for the most part,
mm-hmm.
Depending on how old they are, interactions, that kind of stuff. So they talk to you about all of that stuff. A lot of times we recommend you keep them in a bathroom, something like that. Or if you have a big cage system, you could do that too. You don't need that kind of stuff. Like, all you need is a small room to put them in. So it's pretty easy. It's very rewarding to see them. Kittens are a lot of fun. So, we love
So if you have, like, a bathroom, so you don't – I mean, I'm thinking about people that I know love cats,
sure.
but they also have a job. So
right.
they could literally have a cat that or a kitten that you give them, and they could put it in their bathroom for the day while they're working, or is that something no-no?
No, that's totally fine. That's what a lot of people do.
Okay.
But it would almost never be one kitten. We will always put more than one. It'll usually be a litter of kittens. that we would give. And the reason for that is it's
you're
their,
not giving them the bottle though at that point.
No. Okay. They can eat on their own. Yeah, okay. That's part of it. We will eventually open it up to fosters that want to do bottle feeding, but that's going to be fosters that have worked for us before.
Those are ones you have to be at home.
Yeah, and those are different. Yeah, those are definitely full-time fosters.
Oh, but, so you may get a litter of kittens, four or five kittens,
mm-hmm.
and that you can put in your bathroom.
Yeah.
And, you know, kitty-proof it.
Yeah, and the reason for that is the kittens socializing with the kittens, that's how they teach each other. That's how they teach themselves how to not bite too hard, that kind of stuff. So there's a lot of importance in the socialization with having more than one kitten together. So a lot of times in our kitten nursery, most of the time, when we have a single kitten that comes in, we will try and put them with another litter or another kitten. So very rarely in our kitten nursery will you see a single kitten.
Okay. Now, see, that's really interesting because, you know, I was just thinking you take a kitten, but that may, you know, and socialize them with people, but really you have to socialize them with other cats.
Yeah.
Because otherwise they're going to learn to bite on you.
Right.
And scratch on you. Well, if they had other kittens around, they're going to learn that, don't do that.
Yeah, and it's important for them to know how to socialize with other cats as well. So.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I can tell you.
Very rarely would it be one kitten.
Okay. All right. And like you said, you can put them into a bathroom and they could leave them all day because they're going to be amusing each other.
Yeah, bathroom, laundry room, anywhere where you can kind of seclude them a little bit. Yeah,
control
exactly.
Them.
Right. You might have a little bit of a mess when you get home, but usually it's not too bad.
If you put them on a porch, you know, if you put them on a tile floor, it can't be that bad.
Right. That's the thing.
I think I'll talk to Linda about this. Linda, what do you think about that? Let's get a litter of kittens for like 3 weeks.
I think you should talk to your dog first because your dog may not be digging that. That might drive her crazy. And that's the thing. You gotta have a spot where you can do it and it's not gonna disrupt the home too much. So and you know, a lot of people do. A lot of people have dogs that don't necessarily care for cats, but they have a back room where the dog doesn't get to. And so that's fine. You know, you definitely don't wanna shake the house up at the same time that you're fostering, but we do need lots of fosters and it is very rewarding. So
okay. All right. Hey, let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You know, Judy Maxwell has offered this to people that are still that are survivors of the car fire. You know what? All the different things that it's costing to build people, they're starting to find some really strange things. They're also starting to find out that the fire, maybe the homeowner's insurance they had with fire isn't quite what they thought, and they've got questions, but you're not getting those questions answered. Give Judy Maxwell a call at 221-0441. She's there to help. Doesn't matter if you're a customer of hers or not. She's still going to give you the best advice you're going to get. Maxwell Insurance and Financial have been helping families, seniors, business owners, and veterans since 1993. Give her a call, 221-0441. We'll be right back with Mark Story and Haven Humane.
What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. What's new, pussycat? Whoa, 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 whoa. Pussycat, I've got flowers and lots of hours to spend with you. So go and follow your cute little pussycat nose. Pussycat, pussycat, I love you.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is a comprehensive preschool learning environment where everyone is respected and included.
Rancheria is really good. You know, they do a lot of stuff with the community and for the families. And especially a Head Start like this, they give 150% towards the kids. It's a really awesome program.
The program is planting seeds. They get more education here. So this is a great, great Head Start.
What I really like about the Head Start is they're really into their culture. They work on their language, both Wintu and Pitt River.
The Redding Rancheria is giving people an opportunity to grow, helping build this community into a stronger place, and they're very proud of their heritage.
Coming together for the kids in education, it's powerful.
The Redding Rancheria Head Start program is free to those eligible. Learn more and enroll at reddingrancheria.com.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
I got an old tomcat, and when he steps out, all the other cats in the neighborhood, they begin to shout.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is the only show in town that when we've got Haven Humane on, we find songs about tomcats stepping out.
I love it.
In this, you know, and I mean, when we're talking about elders, When I'm 94 by the Beatles. It's so many different things. Hey, and speaking of seniors, River Commons Senior Living at 301 Hartnell Avenue. Let's talk about that. You're tired of doing all your laundry. Well, tired of doing all of your cooking, yard work. What about the plumbing? All those kind of things. Well, no. Go to River Commons Senior Living. The staff goes above and beyond to provide a superior and carefree living experience. Think of this. As a gourmet chef, activities director, I know the people that are there, the people that run the place, Brian Martin and all of his people. You can't find a better place to stay. And this is for active seniors. Think about this. You can bring your pet in with you. And that's kind of unusual in a lot of the senior living areas. Use it as a base for travel. Use it as a base to do a lot of the things you want to do and not have to worry about that house, that yard. Several people that survived the car fire are now living at the River Commons Senior Living because, you know what, they've had enough. And now they're there and they're happy. Give them a call at 238-5981 and talk to Brian about getting a tour, a personalized tour at River Commons Senior Living. We're here with Mark Story from CEO of Haven Humane. We're talking about the last segment. We talked about, you know, the dog licensing, but the big thing here is that they're looking at kitten foster homes, and I wanted more information on that because it's not just a kitten. You'll get a litter of kittens,
mm-hmm.
and you can put them into a bathroom. You don't have to be there. If you have to work, that's fine. You leave the food out and their little kitty litter box. And you can then go to work, you know, so you can afford to keep them in a house like that. If you have a dog, you might want to be able to, you know, you might want to put a gate up so the dog is in there barking at them all the time while you're gone because it's new. But I think this is a great plan. This is something I would talk to Linda about because
yeah.
You're only going to keep them till they're large enough. They're all over 4 weeks old. They all are eating on their own. You don't have to bottle feed them or anything.
Right.
And so you keep them till they're old enough to be spayed, or big enough to be spayed or neutered.
Yeah, it's 1 to 2 months. It depends on the cat. So it's based off of weight.
Yeah.
So the littles you might keep a little bit longer, and the bigger ones, they'd be able to go back and get altered, spayed, neutered a little bit earlier.
I know somebody.
So.
I know. I'm going to call somebody right after this is over.
There you go.
You know, and her husband's going to call me right afterwards.
Oh, I know who you're calling.
Home of the fire cat.
Exactly
fire cat. I think the fire cat's still there.
Yeah.
You never see the fire cat, though.
Well, him and I are friends, too, and so I'm not going to call. So we've got a lot of other stuff going on, too. Let's see. Going on our list, we've got our second Tuesday dining club coming up on June 11th. That's going to be hosted at Sailing Boat in June, which is great. So that's going to be from 5 to 9 p.m. It's located 2772 Churn Creek Road in Reading. They've got some great food, so come on out to Sailing Boat.
That's a Chinese food, right?
It is, yeah. They're fantastic.
Is this like a buffet type thing? Or is
no.
Right?
No. No.
Okay.
No, and they've got great food. So come on out on Tuesday, June 11th from 5 to 9 p.m. Bring some friends out and have a good dinner, and then a portion of the proceeds goes back to help the animals. Help all the animals we're helping out, which is great.
You know, April explained this to me last time she was here, and this is the Roundup app.
Mm-hmm.
This is this is a painless way to support Even Humane throughout the year.
Yeah, the Roundup app is great. So basically, it kind of takes the place of the little giving banks that you used to see. We still see them some places at the for change and whatnot at the counters. And so what you do is you go to the Roundup app, and you can go to our donate page on havenhumane.org, and there's a link to the Roundup app. And so basically you put it in, and so whenever you pay with a credit card, it will round up to that next dollar amount.
Credit or debit?
I'm not sure. I believe so.
Yeah, we need to check that.
I believe so.
And here's the best thing about that is you don't have all those pennies
right.
and nickels. So you don't get a 25.83 bill. You get a $26
right.
bill.
Right. And you can cap it, too. So you can put how much you want to donate on a monthly basis. So you can put, like, you know, whatever, $20, and you don't want to do more than $20 a month or $10 a month or whatever you want to put. And so it yeah, and then that money goes to help out the animals.
Does it round
well,
up so. Anything over the dollar amount then? So it could be $25.04.
Yeah.
And it rounds it up.
Fine. Yeah, it rounds it.
Okay.
Yeah. And it could be $24.96, and it'll round up 4 cents. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
So it kind of averages out on
right.
that.
Yep. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, and the Roundup app is great. And again,
and you
go to havenhumane.org.
Go to donut pay. Donate pay.
Yeah, yeah. Now you saying it. Yeah. We've also got Putt for Paws coming up. Which you're going to be out doing a live broadcast for, correct? Which would be great. That's going to be Friday, July 12th at Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's going to be golf, barbecue, lunch, awards, and prizes. We have some great prizes, some great raffle items as well. You can register a foursome for $400 or an individual for $100. And again, the registration link is on our website, havenhumane.org.
So that's golf. That's 18 holes of golf.
Yeah.
It's going to be at Riverview. It also includes the cart.
Yeah, lunch. It includes everything. Yeah, the $100 includes the cart, lunch. There are some awards. There's obviously more stuff you can buy to get more more contests and that kind of stuff. We're going to have
going
a bunch
to give
of
away
contests.
Those
and
cars, car giveaways?
There will be a car, a hole-in-one with a car. Yep, absolutely.
Guys, I don't know what I'm going to do with
stuff.
Another car.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to take a bet on that one. The odds are clearly my favor. But you know what? It takes one time.
It only takes one good shot.
It takes one time
one
to get,
good,
get a brand new car. Yes.
One good shot.
Yes.
You know, if the rest of your game sucks and you get out there on that par three
that's right,
and you
that's
drop
right.
it in there, so what if you shot 150 that day?
Matter.
It makes no difference.
You're driving a new
car. Just won a car. But you also get the taxes on that car.
Yeah, and Crown Motors is going to be doing the car, which is fantastic. And this will be the second year Crown Motors has been with us on this, and we appreciate their partnership.
Let me tell you what Steve said. He said what he's a sucker for. Vets, kids, and animals.
Yeah, they've been a great partner to us, and we really appreciate it.
He's been a great partner to the
yeah.
veteran community, too, here at
yeah.
Crown Motors. I can't say enough about
yep.
them.
Yep.
On Veterans Day, giving $100 per car truck he sells on that, you know,
awesome.
That weekend. It always ends up around $1,000 going to one of our local veterans organizations here.
Yeah, they've been a good partner of Haven.
Or
we
more.
Appreciate
yeah.
their partnership, and they're great community members. So, Speaking of community and great community members, Stop the Bus is going on right now. We partner with KRCR and Salvation Army for Stop the Bus. And that's right now the Stop the Bus, which is going to be, I believe it's June 7th, which is going to be the actual day when they have the buses. But we have the bins already at Haven. So if you bring in non-perishable human food, non-animal food, non-perishable human food, we'd like you to bring in a bag full if you can. And all dog and cat adoptions are $25. So a great time to help the community, bring in some non-perishable food to help our community. It all stays local, which is
you
fantastic.
You can bring in a bag of food and not adopt.
You can
anything.
Absolutely bring in a bag of food and not adopt. But okay. If you are looking to adopt, now's the time to do it. It's $25 for dog and cat adoptions. With non-perishable food that goes to Salvation.
This doesn't mean you go back into your you need to do, if you're going to clean out your pantry, take a look at the expiration dates on it. Please do that, because yes, they do have expiration dates even on canned soup.
Yeah.
I know that I have a can of clam chowder that is, because I just never could get myself to open it up. And it's been in there. It's got to be in there 5 years. I don't know why it's still there, except now that I'm thinking about it, I wrote myself a note, pull out the clam chowder and throw it away.
And I will be honest, we are not going to go through those dates. So that's going to end up at the Salvation Army, who is run 99% by volunteers, and they don't want to go through those dates. And that's what will happen.
But they will.
Yeah, they absolutely will. And, you know, I think the Stuff the Bus, we love doing Stuff the Bus. We do it twice a year. We do it now for the food drive, and then we do it for the toy drive in this December. And one of the things I really like about Stuff the Bus is the big community event, number one. We get to adopt out some animals, which is great. But also, all of that stuff stays local. Salvation Army here does a fantastic job. Captain Tim and his wife do a great job of making sure that the people in this community are taken care of. So come help out the community, adopt an animal if you'd like, or bring us some food and put it in our bin. It's in our adoption center at the Morgan Adoption Center.
Okay. Haven. All right, hey, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by Watson Health, fully accredited chest pain center. I can tell you this. I've had two people that I know and know well that went down there for this, for treatment of chest pains and real possible problems with their hearts. One of them, the VA, couldn't get into the down into San Francisco. They, I told him, go to the emergency room because he sounded horrible. And Casey Flatch over there at the hospital knew he was coming. And the next time I talked to him, it was 1,000 times better. They got him in there. They found out what was going on. They got him in with follow-ups. And then somebody close to us here in the station has been down there. And they have taken great care of him, where he was literally fainting. And now he's back at 100%. All of this at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Those are just two cases that I know of personally that's going on at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, and community. That is Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back with Mark Story of Haven Humane, another place that's caring, compassion, and community. Keeping us, I tell you what, not only achieving the goal of a non-kill for dogs, slowly approaching a non-kill for cats, too. And without Haven Humane, imagine what our town would look like. And imagine what the future would be with just unbridled animals out there running the streets. And, you know, we think about that. We talk about dogs, but, you know, when you have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cats out there, they eat. They eat your birds. They eat everything that's out there. We'll be right back after these messages.
Get your morning update with us,
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Mamma Mia is coming to the historic Cascade Theater stage June 14th through the 22nd. A mother, a daughter, three possible dads, and a trip down the aisle you'll never forget. The storytelling magic of ABBA's timeless music propels this enchanting tale of love, laughter, and friendship with explosive dance numbers and songs. Come see Mamma Mia at the Cascade Theater June 14th through the 22nd. Tickets are on sale now. Call 243-8877 or go to cascadetheater.org.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Me and you in a
room. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It is the 28th of May, 2019. It is going to be a beautiful day today. The weather is going to be sunny. The temperature right now is 62. It's going to go up to 84 today. Sunny, bright. Get some work done out there outside the house so you don't have to worry about getting rained on. Maybe Thursday. Might get a little, you know, some rain Thursday. But you've got 2 or 3 days now to really work and to enjoy this sunshine. The weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, a veteran-owned business, 365-3793. And this portion of the show brought to you by our friends at Cypress Square Barbershop. Cypress Square Barbershop, a experience in haircutting if you've never been there before. And they can, they're not like hairstylists, but yet they know how to cut hair. They, and when I say the stylist, you're not going to see blow drying or anything like that at Cypress Square Barbershop. The better known business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans, Man's Last Stronghold. Give them a call, 244-9478 for an appointment. 244-9478. They take appointments only. I'm here with Mark Story, the CEO of Haven Humane, and we're doing an update for this month of things that are going on. What's next on your list here, buddy? We talked about the Second Tuesday Club, which is going to be on June 11th. Stuff the Bus,
yep.
That's coming up. Dog licensing, volunteers, the new kitty nursery, how you can foster kitties,
yep.
Kittens.
And Putt for Paws again, July 12th, I forgot to mention this, but if you're interested in sponsoring a hole or being a sponsor for the event, you can call April's team, our development team, at 241-5262, and they can talk to you about sponsoring. So get your business out there on one of the holes on a little placard. It'd be great. So help out the animals. Yeah, so volunteers. Let's talk about volunteers for a few minutes. So our volunteers, like I said earlier, the backbone of the organization, our volunteers are awesome. We are actually going through a volunteer, I don't want to say a revamp. I want to say an improvement on our volunteer program. We're doing a training with a bunch of us. There's about seven of us on the staff that are in this training called Service Enterprise. And so what we're doing is we're integrating our volunteers more into the organization as a whole and trying to find more more positions, but also make it so that it's fun and rewarding for the volunteers, which is really, really important. Not that it isn't now, but I think we can improve that and open up different positions so they can come in and really help out move the organization forward, not just towards No Kill, but towards a North State with No More Homeless Pets, which is our ultimate goal, and helping us become more and more a part, an integral part of this community. So if you want to be a part of that, and I hope you do, then please think about volunteering. It's not just about walking the dogs or socializing the cats. There's all kinds of other programs that we have and are continuing to build with the volunteers. So if you're interested in that, please do look into volunteering with us. You can get volunteer information on our website. Click on the volunteer tab with the yellow banner on the top, and it'll take you to the volunteer application. And then you'll eventually talk to Cassie, who is our volunteer coordinator, who's amazing. And she will talk to you about what that entails and also what kind of jobs that we have available right now and what kind of skills they have as a volunteer so that maybe we can open up more jobs for them as well. So, again, our volunteers are great. Yesterday, I want to thank real quick. I want to thank some volunteers. We had about five or six volunteers come out yesterday to the Igoe Cemetery to help set up for Memorial Day, and I really, really greatly appreciated that.
That was great.
My wife and I were out there as well.
How was the ceremony?
So we had
there?
Some folks come out, set up the chairs and the tents and whatnot, and so really appreciate that. Especially this time of year, we ask a lot of our volunteers. We've had tons of outreaches. We've done Pause for Pause at both Simpson University and
Shasta
College.
I want to talk about
sure.
that. When you'll take animals out there during the finals time, and then it's kind of a proven fact that animals, you know, if you kind of pet an animal that or hold one, that it kind of relieves stress there.
Yeah, it does.
So you bring different dogs and cats out there, or just?
Well, we don't bring cats because cats don't travel well. Cats get a little stressed out, and by the time you get there, it's pretty counterproductive at that point. We will bring, from time to time, some outreaches. We will bring that I call them the teenage kittens, which are anywhere from 4 to 8 months old. But that's pretty rare. Normally, mm-hmm. we'll just bring dogs. So on the Pause for Pause, we bring just dogs, and we bring three dogs. And we usually have three or four volunteers that come out with us. And then we set ourselves up, and we basically just set up in an area. At Shasta College, we're out in front of the cafeteria in that area. And at Simpson University, we're out by the bell tower area, right in that quad. And it's a lot of fun. The kids enjoy it. The dogs really, really enjoy it. The volunteers and I really enjoy it. So we have some of our staff there. Usually Jim and Cassie and I will go out or kind of change out and then with the volunteers. But, yeah, the kids absolutely adore it. And the dogs have just a great time, smile on their face the whole time. So
what did what kind of feedback do you get on that from the is it a surprise to some of them, to some of the college students?
Yeah, the schools are great about advertising it. So the kids, a lot of the kids know that it's there. And it's funny because we will always go 2 days. So usually there's a day apart. So we either do a Monday and Wednesday or a Tuesday and Thursday, depending. And the funny part is the first day is always, everybody's always excited and stuff. And the second day when we go, we'll see the same students come running up, especially at Simpson because a lot of them live there. They'll come running up. Oh, I was waiting for you to come back. Oh, you brought so-and-so back. And they just get so excited and they just sit down and roll around with the dogs and just, yeah, it's fantastic. So, and it's a great stress reliever for them. It's not an adoption event. We're not out there to adopt the animals. We're out there so that they can, the animals get socialization. The animals get some, out of the kennels. You know, you can get some, get out in the daylight and get to some socialization with people they haven't seen, along with our volunteers, which is great. And the students get to de-stress, and that's what it's about. And it's a very well accepted and well received program. So yeah, it's something I'm pretty fond of.
Do you ever take your, there's some senior homes?
We do. Normally we won't take the shelter dogs for that. Normally when we go to senior homes, school visits and that stuff, it'll be one of the staff's dogs. It'll either be my dog or one of the other staff dogs. Like today I'm actually going to Chrysalis School to talk about, they have an elective about disaster preparedness, which is great. So, and it's an elementary school, which is pretty cool. So I'm actually going to take my dog Missy today, and I'm going to go out there and I'm going to talk to them about emergency preparedness with my dog. And so they're excited about that. So yeah, a lot of times it'll be our dog for stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, we're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, talking about their was it Pets for Paws, where you take your animals out to the colleges during the finals, and you're swarmed by the students that need some stress relief, and the dogs will give them that. Plus, it's good for the dogs. And then also you will go to other places like schools and all, but you'll use your own private dogs for that. So kids can look at emergency preparedness in the elementary school. What a great idea to start teaching that now after the disasters we've had around here. Because kids get scared about this. And if they feel like they understand and there's things that they can do, it helps alleviate stress and fear. I think that's a great idea on it. And at the other end of it, we're having the senior symposium that's also going to be discussing emergency preparedness for seniors, too, because it's in both ends of the spectrum. 8:45 in the morning, and we'll be right back after these messages.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/changethe culture.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. The Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999.
Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
That's awesome.
Where do you keep finding this stuff?
That's great bumper music. Keep it up.
The best old hound dog, the old tomcat. Wow. I mean, pretty soon it's going to be. I had 12 geese that I loved in my own, kept them in my own little home.
Do you want me to find songs about geese?
It's getting harder every month, but I love it. Keep digging.
Hey, welcome back to KCNR Free Fire Radio here at 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. I'm going to go off script here for a second. You were out last night at the Memorial Day ceremony.
I didn't go at night. No, we went and set up. We went and set up in the morning.
Okay, set up in the morning then. Well, if you were not able to get out to IGO last night on Thursday at 11 a.m. down at the Civic Auditorium, they have a ceremony on the real, you know, on the official Memorial Day, though they moved it to make it a three-day holiday, which a lot of veterans think was not the right thing to do. They're going to have a ceremony there Thursday. They're going to also usually have a lunch afterwards. I'm going to have to check on that. But if you didn't make it Monday, you can go Thursday to the Civic Auditorium for their ceremony there. Also on June 6th, D-Day, it's the 75th anniversary of D-Day. And that evening at the Eaton House, there's going to be a ceremony out there. Also remembering, our greatest generation in that battle that day. My dad landed it on D-Day on that beach. And Linda and I will both be there. Linda will be singing some songs. And it's a good time to remember. It's a good event to remember what happened that day 75 years ago when America and the Brits and the French made that first big step into Europe to pull down Hitler. And it was a resounding success. Many casualties that day and in the months afterwards. When if you ever get a chance to go there and look at the cemetery, you'll see dates, of course, so many on June 6th, but many after that. And I saw several buried together all July 4th. So I'm wondering, if they were all in the same units, all coming in from that same day, won that battle for independence. Anyway, we have Mark Story here. And what do we have next, Mark? We've just got about 8 minutes left.
Only 8 minutes. Okay, I can say a lot in 8 minutes. You know what? We've got Bark at the Park this Thursday, Colt 45's game. So they are supporting Haven still. Great community organization. Colt 45's is going to have a Bark in the Park day to celebrate Haven and what we do for the community. So if you haven't seen one of the games yet, come on out Thursday night.
You know what? We broadcast every one of those games. And this is we take that opportunity to support Colt 45s. And if you've thought about ever wanting to support Colt 45s, give us a call here. And that game will be yours. And, it leads to a lot of other things. But we do that, high school football, because it's something that we should do. This is a part of our community. And I tell you what, Rick Bassetti has done such work. He and Patty Bassetti, I should say, because Patty's right there the whole time with them, and a lot of volunteers out there to provide a great atmosphere. South City Park, you don't have to worry about it anymore, about people getting into your cars and stuff. They have got that place so cleaned up, security outside. There's no problems there. So it's a good night to go and go down there and support Haven Humane that night.
And it's a great field and a great place to see a baseball game.
Man.
So, and good baseball. Great
it
baseball.
Is good baseball. So, we were, you know,
yeah, a lot of fun.
They, you know, good playing. I mean, it's a the Colt 45's got a great team this year.
Yeah, they do a great job, and they're definitely a big part of this community, so appreciate that. Yeah, so we've got the adoption events going on right now, bringing in some food again, some non-perishable human food. Please, $25 for a dog or cat. We've been really full this year, so we're really looking to place some more dogs and cats into homes. So if you've been thinking about it, now's the time to come in and adopt, bring some food, help out one of your community members, and have a new forever family member. So,
you know, the thing that when people come down to adopt a dog, let's just say a dog, and they come in, you encourage them to bring the other dog, too. So see if they are, if there's any – is it then you don't want them to bring in the dog, or how do you want them to do that?
So, yeah, we require a meet and greet in most circumstances when you're going to get a dog and you already have a dog. And the reason for that is pretty simple. I mean, you know, you don't like every human you meet just like that. Dogs don't like every dog they meet. So we want to make sure that you don't bring them home and it's a bad situation. And then our staff is great about handling the meet and greets. And there's a bunch of different ways that we do it. If it doesn't go great initially, then we might walk the two dogs side by side and try again in 5 minutes after walking them. And it may be just totally fine because sometimes, you know, your dog is in an unusual environment. Our dogs are hyped up because they've been in the kennels. And so it's not the best situation for a meet and greet right there. So we like to de-escalate a lot of that first, let them kind of get used to each other, then get an actual meet and greet. And like I said, our staff is amazing at it. So, yeah, that's definitely something that we want to have happen because we want that animal in your home forever. And that's the best way to do it.
What would you say that? On your averages there. I mean, it doesn't always work. People will take a dog and it doesn't work out for them or they're moving or something. Does that happen very often?
Where we get a dog back?
Yeah. We get a dog back.
Yeah, it happens. It happens more often than I would like, that's for sure. That's why our staff takes it so seriously as far as the making sure that we put the right animal in the right home with the right family in the right circumstances. And to that end, Chill, who came on with me at one point, our behavior specialist, has a new testing program that she's coming up with. And basically, instead of just rating it based off age of the kid, so we have right now we have all ages 5 and up, 8 and up, 12 and up, and adults only ratings, which is suggestions. She's doing it based off of, hey, this is a high-energy dog, so this dog is going to need a high-energy family. It's going to need a family that's going to got room and going to be able to play. So we're trying to make it.
This dog needs to be taken out. A dog needs a job because
yeah,
if not,
right.
if you're going to plan on leaving right. this dog in your house, the dog's not going to do well.
Right. So we're working hard to make sure that we have that we do the best we can on our end to make sure that when our customers come in to adopt, that they have the best experience. But also that we place the right animal, be it a dog or a cat, or a rabbit or anything else, into the best situation for both the human family and the canine or feline or whatever it is. So that's a program that we're definitely always fine-tuning and trying to find better ways to do it. But when somebody adopts from us, they can always return the animal. We'd rather them return it to us. So they can always return it. I mean, circumstances change, and we get that. But what we don't want is we don't want people coming in and just adopting because it sounds cool. We want them to adopt with the thought that they are going to have this animal.
Now, if you're looking for a specific breed, you can come down and tell you, hey, look, this is what
Absolutely.
I'm looking for. I'm looking maybe for something that's like a Shetland Sheepdog, something like that,
sure.
or something of this size and, you know, and this kind of things, and that you'll keep their names then.
Absolutely. Yes. And if one comes in, we will call them before it even goes up for adoption or right when it goes up for adoption. So they would be first in line for that.
Now, when I was there,
animal.
You had those two Labrador brothers their owner couldn't take care of them any longer.
Right.
And I bet they didn't last long.
They didn't. And they were great dogs. So,
yeah.
And we have fantastic dogs. What I always tell people when they come in is, you know, walk through with an open mind, though, because you may find a dog that finds you, and it may not be what you're looking for, but it's the perfect match.
It is, something like that. You've brought in dogs here. Every Friday, Amy brings in an animal in here, and you just look at them. And I swear, if we could have, There's probably 10 dogs be living at our house. Well, it'd be more than that.
Yeah,
probably
be
20, maybe 30 dogs living at our house by now.
Easy. Yeah.
Oh, no. I mean, all sizes, all different kinds, because they just come across like that. And a pity cross with this big smile on his face, and all he wants to do is sit there and be friendly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're the best.
Okay, we're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. You know, thank you, Mark, for so much that you and your people do, your volunteers, your, you know, your paid employees and all this. You all have done so much. You all do so much for our community and continue to do so much for our community. I know it's a thankless job at times.
Thank you.
Well, but it is. And people sometimes overlook what Haven Humane does, and don't do that. I mean, you can look at this new app they have about, you know, being able to just pay it forward a little bit with your spare change. Okay, hey, tomorrow we're talking Veterans Affairs and things that have impacted on our veterans community right here in Reading. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Hey.